given to Paul. Paul was the one that was sent to them, that was given the encouragement of the Holy Ghost to write to them, to encourage them on the much the more, all grace, the bridal message, the mystery that was hid from the sons of men and from the prophets, that was revealed to me, Paul said, for you. All right? And so, if you just allow the Holy Ghost to minister to you the Word of God, it's simple. You see it. You see that there's a difference. You see that there's more. You see that there's a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see that there's a jointly ruling and reigning together with Christ Jesus. And you know that there's those that won't receive that. And matter of fact, we all have to grow up to get there. You have to have the understanding. You have to have the knowledge. You have to have the revelation. And that's only going to come from hearing Paul's gospel. That's why it wasn't any other writer. That's why it wasn't any other vessel. Because that message was given to Paul, the chief of sinner, the one that would magnify grace and mercy the most. Once again, the less of the least, I gave the most to show you that I'm not a respecter of anyone. Not the most self-righteous, not the most murderous, not the most bloody, no matter what it would be. I got my man. I got the worst. And he gets it. And praise be to God, I identify with that. Do you? Because you'll never take what Paul has taken until you identify. Oh, wretched man that I am. Oh, those tents of Kedar. But yet, praise be to God, because of all grace, I'm the curtains of Solomon. Here I come, praise be to God, just as I am. And oh, how he adores me. Think of how he loves us. He loves his mercy. And you embrace that mercy, vessel of mercy, he'll bestow you with all the riches of his glory. So, we thank God. And this encouragement that Paul is giving to these ones, as I mentioned, worthy us. By the grace of God, we have taken these things that we're reading of here. We all had to come through this. And this still ministers to our heart. It's not that, oh, well, we don't have to hear that. Oh, yes, you do. Giving them more earnest heed to these things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Amen? I don't want to be those that have gone years in this truth and yet have grown cold in this truth. Become a know-it-all in this truth. Huh? Amen. There's a lot of things that the Lord ministered and continues to minister in my heart for us. And I thank God for them. And we'll thank him together someday, praise his name. But see, Paul is saying here, awaken. You need to awaken to full understanding. You need to know who you are in Christ. And you need knowledge. Oh, yes, you do. You need this understanding. And you need the faith in it. And the faith in the power of the one to give that's given you all spiritual blessings in Christ. So he has this prayer. And this prayer, brothers and sisters, is the prayer that is to every child of God. This is for every child of God. All sons. And we're all born, Lord of all. Every single child of God has this inheritance in them for the Lord. It's there. And so, the Lord wants that inheritance to grow for him and to grow up fully with what is there in all of its fullness and measure, stature, and fullness of him. So, but in order for us to enjoy it all, in order for us to be that Lord of all, to reign over it all, we've heard this for years. You must know your birthright. You must know it. That's the truth. Amen. And to know what's in that birthright, and to know the immeasurable grace that is in that birthright, which once again is all grace, which once again is all of him. Everything. As was told to Esther, honey, what's mine is yours. I am yours. And as she said, I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. And she said, my beloved is mine, and I am his. We have all of each other. That's the bride and groom relationship. There's nothing withheld, nothing between, praise God. And that's how he has it. But see, brothers and sisters, without that knowledge and revelation of all grace and the appreciation and the love and the thanksgiving for all grace, not just knowing it, it's the love. It's thankfulness that just continues to pour forth in greater volumes, doesn't it? Amen. That we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, if without that revelation of all grace, we remain a servant. You remain a servant in the kingdom, even though you are born Lord of all. And yet, the sad part is that is where the majority of Christianity remains today. And you always continue to hear, I'm going to serve, I'm going to serve, I'm going to serve, I'm going to serve. The Lord even told his disciples that wanted to serve and serve and serve and serve, I don't call you servants, I call you friends. Are you guys going to get this? I'm washing your feet. If you want to know who the servant is, it's me, the Lamb of God. I'm truly that ox, that calf. I'm the servant. Now, I came in that fullness of the servant for you to reign. Why do you want to magnify something of your work when I finished it? There's no more work to be done. It's finished. If there was more work to be done, he wouldn't have finished it. All right? Now, in his finishing, and in that glory, and in that reigning, oh, what he can will and do of his good pleasure in you. In you. And then those will be the works, praise God, of him. It'll be the testimony of him. Praise the Lord. How many times in the Word of God do we have to realize and be awakened to, whether it was Peter in expressing his faithfulness to Jesus and how he would never forsake him and he would defend him and he was going to do this and he was going to do that, and he couldn't do a thing except be unfaithful. And God magnified it to him and said, oh, Peter, the devil's going to sift you like wheat, son. He's going to sift you, and I'm not going to stop it, because it's for your good. Because I've prayed for you. I already know what I predestinated you for a long time ago. You're just too little dense right now. But child, you'll grow up. You'll grow up. Because I've prayed for you. And we'll grow up. Because he's prayed for us. To have our place. Not on one of the 12 thrones. To rule over 12 tribes, oh no. To rule and reign with him. To be glorified together with him. That's what he has in store for us, because he's prayed for us. Thank you, faithful one. Thank you, faithful one. So, Paul here comes to believers, doesn't he? Isn't that sweet? And Paul's message, I want you to understand this. Paul's message, Paul's gospel, always includes salvation. It's always there. It's always the blood on the mercy seat. It's always by the blood of the Lamb It's always there. But, brothers and sisters, Paul's emphasis, that ministry that the Lord did through his life, was not a birther message. He wasn't out there to save the lost. His message was to grow the sons of glory up. And that's what this is about. He was sent with a message to those who would desire to be fully grown and mature in the grace of God. And if you do not want Paul's gospel, and you do not want this all grace, you do not want to grow up. And that's the truth. And by the grace of God, I will tell you the truth. Because I, by the grace of God, love you. I love the Lord. And in loving the Lord, thank you, Jesus, I'll give you truth. And that is the truth. But these Ephesians, they had much potential, didn't they? And here's why they had potential. It's all in verse 15. This is why we would have any potential. All in verse 15. After I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It didn't say after I heard of your great works or your great service or your great determination. Faith. Faith. Faith, faith, faith. And it wasn't just faith. It was coupled with something essential for faith to be effectual. And love. And not just love. And not just love to the brethren. But it says love unto all the saints. All the saints. So right there with faith and love to all the saints was the full potential. Paul's expressing to them, that's the key to it all, is faith and love. Because what faith and love magnifies is pure grace. Pure grace. Nothing else. No leaven. None of you. It's all faith. The Word of God says it's either faith or it's works. Amen? You don't mix them. It's either faith or works. It's either spirit or it's going to be flesh. And I thank the Lord. The Spirit is love. That's what the Holy Ghost does, is he takes the love of God and he makes it a geyser in your life. Your flesh will squash it. You're cold, it's because of your flesh. You're judgmental and condemning, it's because of your flesh. That's not the Spirit. Not at all. The Spirit restores. The Spirit loves. The Spirit is a balm. The Spirit is an alabaster box. The Spirit is something that just breaks forth in your life. And it changes you from glory to glory. Thank you, Lord. And I see it happening in here, and I can't give him the thanks I should. I never have enough time, but I'm thankful to God it's most of the time. So it's pure grace, isn't it? It's not works. It's not judging one another. It's faith and loving one another and all saints. It's a heart attitude, brothers and sisters, that has full potential. It's a heart attitude that has full potential for all truth to work effectually in love. That's the truth. See, you can't buy this. It's just like the one that wanted to buy the Holy Ghost. You can't buy this. You can't earn this. Once again, going back to Peter, he thought he was going to merit something in favor with the Lord. That was not going to happen. It's freely given, son. I will have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. And we thank God for that, don't we? And that's the working that is effectual in love. I want us to move over to Ephesians 3 in speaking of this love and how important it is and how vital it is, brothers and sisters, if we're truly going to know the love of Christ. And in Ephesians 3, verse 17, let's read this together. It says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. We just read that, didn't we? All right? That's how he dwells. That ye being rooted and grounded in love. Well, look at that. We just read about those two, didn't we? Interesting how many times you find it in Paul's epistles. So going back again, it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. So you'd think, well, then it's done. Uh-uh. Now it's going to go. And hear how it go. Those are the first two things. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. All the fullness of God, he that is full of grace and truth. All the fullness of grace and truth. All the fullness of grace and truth comes how? From faith, and faith with knowledge of the love of Christ. And we're talking the fullness of it. And we're talking, and isn't it interesting how he threw in there so sweetly that we may comprehend with a few saints? You want it for all of his people. This isn't just, well, I'm going to fellowship with the ones I like. No way. All. And we're talking the saints. Remember when we did the study on the saints? When you see that word saints, you're talking about fully grown. Amen. Sure love growing up in him with you. What a privilege, huh? Now, let's go on. Verse 17. Our Father of glory. Isn't that beautiful? Going back there to chapter 1, verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. That's our Father. Is he your Father? Yeah, he's the Father of glory. Praise God, because we're glory's children. Yeah, we are. We are birthed by glory. Amen. And in that new birth, praise God, we got nothing but glory living in us. That's why we change from glory to glory. That's the growth from glory to glory, honeys. And that's just realizing, praise God, of who Christ in you, the hope of glory, is. See, it's all there. Lily doesn't toil, just grows. Amen? Praise his name. I thank God we just get fed, watered. Hallelujah. Amazing what a ray of glory he bestows upon them vessels of mercy. But see, in and by the power of the Holy Ghost, revealing this bridal message. That's what this is. See, Eliezer, in that story of Rebekah taken to Isaac, her husband, Eliezer represents the Holy Ghost to us, takes and leads the bride to the bridegroom. And only the Holy Ghost can do that. Only the Holy Ghost can enlighten your eyes to more grace. And that's the truth. And that's why Paul, in so many things, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yeah. He said, I thank God I speak in tongues more than ye all. There's a joy and an evidence in that. I thank the Lord. We've been encouraged in truth here for years. And in truth and love. And one thing we have always been encouraged and warned. Don't ever let this meeting grow cold. It doesn't mean to let it grow wild. And see, that would be, again, the enemy trying to just get you to fear something. No, I want to praise the Lord. But I want the Spirit to praise the Lord in us. And that's who does it. And I don't think about it. I don't get concerned about it. I trust him. Don't try to monitor stuff and walk around and, well, that was and that isn't, and I'm here to judge. And how about be here to pray? Instead of voicing your concern, that's actually called murmuring. Pray. I thank God. I've really learned to pray. I've learned to trust God. I told him when he called me, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know about this. There are things in business. There are things in life I knew. Good instruction. Thanks be to God. A lot of that can be used, but it's not relied upon. It's him. It's him. Lord, you move in and move out. And I've seen him do it in here. Yeah, that put up whom he will and move away and whatever, that goes everywhere. Everywhere. I just want to be willing. I want to show up. I've told you, people say, well, oh my, you're going to preach this long? I don't know if I'll be preaching tomorrow. It's not to scare you. I don't really have any great plans. Matter of fact, I don't really have plans. When you don't even know what day it is. Oh, it's Bible study night. That, okay, that means it's Wednesday. And don't be concerned. The mind of Christ got me. The mind of Christ. And it'll never fail you. Never. So, it's the Holy Ghost that enlightens our eyes to more grace. And when we're talking about the more grace, we're talking about that parousio, the beyond. The beyond, the exceeding beyond. It's so far exceeding beyond exceeding, it's exceeding that. To where you couldn't even express the exceeding beyond the exceeding of the exceeding of the exceeding of that. And you could just keep saying exceeding until it was infinite and you could still never reach it. You would never exhaust it. It's that much grace. Praise the Lord. And that's the truth. So his prayer was that the Lord would give them. That's what it says in verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you. It's a gift. It's a gift. Everything of the Lord's is freely given. It's all by grace. Amen. But we understand we need to know what to ask for. Knock. Seek. It's all right here. Praise the Lord. I just ask him, but he's the one that gives. And I thank the Lord that we can be confident in him that every good gift is from above. Brother Dean was bringing that out last night. It was beautiful. But see, this was to give the gift of the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. They did not yet have this. They had faith. They had love. These ones were filled with the Holy Ghost. But they yet had not had this revelation. And the reason they hadn't had the revelation is why? Because they had not heard Paul's gospel. Ones that come in here, I pray. I'd love everybody to hear Paul's gospel. But you know, the disciples didn't hear Paul's gospel until they heard Paul's gospel. Apollos didn't know Paul's gospel until Apollos was given Paul's gospel. Amen? And Lydia was the one that told Apollos about Paul's gospel, but Lydia didn't have Paul's gospel until she took Paul into her home and she heard from Paul Paul's gospel. I'm beginning to see a pattern. It was all because of that chosen vessel unto the Lord, the chief of sinner, Paul. Nothing about him was ever merited anything. It was just the Lord that revealed it to him. Again, this is going to be my guy. Predestinated. Predestinated. This is him. And it all came through that vessel. And it will always come through that message. It will never come any other way. And I appreciate saints and they love. But don't let your love be amiss. People say sometimes, and I've heard this, do you really think that people, there'll be people, don't you think there'll be people in the bride that didn't get to hear this message? No. Because that's not scriptural. There would have been no necessity for Paul's message if it could have come any other way. And it's coming one way. It's coming by the word. And the word says this is the gospel. There's no other gospel. This is the crown. This is the mystery gospel. And thanks be to God that we know it. And we've been revealed this. That mercy has been given to us. Just thank him. It's just like these in this day, you know, there were tens and hundreds of millions of people living. I don't read about tens and hundreds of millions of people that believed in Paul's gospel at this day either. Matter of fact, Paul writes at the end that all in Asia had fallen away from it. There was just a handful at that time when Paul was taken. And think of all the thousands and tens of thousands that had heard this and were encouraged. But yet in a very, very short time, they fell away. Brothers and sisters, we can go to sleep really fast. We need grace 24/7. And grace to fire us up. And grace to take us on. Grace to encourage our hearts. That it's not going to be my great attitude, my bubbly spirit, or anything of me. It's got to be grace. And you're going to hit that wall someday because God is faithful to bring the wall for you to hit. And then you're going to say, whose strength is this? Whose love is this? Whose faith is this? It's yours, Jesus. And I love smiling at him. You got this mess. And matter of fact, now you can even say, you made this mess. And you're perfecting it. Oh, I love him. Oh, I love him. Because just like you, I know me. And you know you. And I'm thankful I just know you in the Lord. Now, this is Paul's bridal message. We need to have the revelation of the knowledge of him. And as it says there, in verse 17, that he would give unto you this gift of the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. Think about how Christianity comes at you all the time, trying to just get to your flesh. Oh, the card you fill out when you go into some of these churches, shame on them. Well, let's find your gift. Let's find where your calling is. Huh? We need to know the hope of his calling. You need to have your eyes enlightened with understanding. Praise God. You need to know the revelation, praise the Lord, of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. That's what we need. That the eyes of understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in you. That's in you. Not what you do. It's in you from the very moment, praise God, you accepted him as your Savior. Bam! All of that, all of this, right there. Everything of him, right there. Everything he has, right there. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? Again, it's the faith of the Son of God. His power, the faith of the Son of God, that's how we live. Him, his power. You can rely on him that much. You can trust him that much. When you don't believe, he abides faithful that much. Thank you, Lord. Bring me to church. Help me to turn on the internet. Help me to quit being distracted. I need to pay attention to my bridegroom. I don't care who else is in the room. I need him. Now, we're talking about the riches of his glory here, brothers and sisters, aren't we? And praise God, it's all there. It's all in that life of the Lord of all that he put in you. But we must have enlightened eyes to see it. And we're given those, aren't we? It's a gift. It's a gift. And we're talking about we're given this light, or this illumination is what this means. And when I think of illuminate, that's what the sun does. The sun illuminates. So we're speaking of something that's illuminating. Sun, the brightest light of all. And that's exactly what this glory is. It's the eyes that see the sun glory. It's eyes that see the sun glory like him glory. See, you trust in grace. You believe grace gave you that much. Amen? Is there anything that he has that he's withheld? Nothing. He's given you all his glory. Amen. Yes, he has. It just needs to grow up. I see it so sweetly even in the life of Christ as he became a man. He showed us you have to grow up. You have to be ready to be offered. And thank the Lord. He always perfect, always very God of very God. But he was made one of us because he loved us so much. And it's the same life. And think of it that way. It's the same life. Jesus did not have to try. He couldn't fail. He's very God of very God. I rely on that same life. And in the fullness of his grace, it cannot fail. I fail, but he doesn't. There's locking in to that power, the resurrection power. We have that Holy Ghost power, don't we? We can believe in that. It overcomes everything. It overcomes my bad thoughts, my anger. It overcomes my bitterness. It just overcomes. Lord, you're more than that in me. You're more than that in me. Yes. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I remember when that struck me so sweetly. He wasn't just speaking to the enemy that's in the world. He's speaking about me in the world. He's greater than me. Get crazy in grace. You can't lose. You cannot lose in the grace of God. You can't. Don't be fearful of the grace of God. It'll give you that strength. It'll give you that overcoming power. It'll give you such joy. It'll give you such a rejoicing and thankfulness. You won't think of the things that you think of. You don't have time. Because what's occupying your thoughts? You know what I'm saying. Just like living in this world, you turn that TV on for much time, you go right, sinking right into it. But even though it's still there and all of those problems are still present, we're not thinking of that tonight, are we? We're not even remotely thinking of that. And yet that didn't change. But what changed was, where am I? Whose mind's thinking in me? Huh? All right, let's wrap this up tonight. The children of God are not blind. They're not. But only by the Holy Ghost, revealing Paul's bridal message and the purpose of all grace, can a child of God grow up fully. That's it. That's the only way. Paul's gospel is the full, perfect vision. The Word of God tells us about those living ones that we see in Revelation chapter 4, 5, going on. That's the bride. It tells us that they have eyes within. They see Christ in them, the hope of glory. They have the enlightened eyes of understanding of that. But then they have eyes without. So they also see, praise God, even though it yet doth not appear what we shall be. We know. I know what grace does. Do you know what grace does? Do you know what all grace does? Yeah, you do. We do. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're never going to see it in our natural sight. Never. You're never going to feel it in feeling. It's not going to happen. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, it's going to be more real. It's going to be more apparent. The substance and evidence of it. Oh, you talk about feeling it. Because it's faith. And faith, praise God, is greater. Faith is greater than sight. It truly is. And we know that, brothers and sisters, because faith sees this and faith knows this. Faith rejoices in this. And praise God, Christ in you, the hope of glory, you begin to see it. Hallelujah. And the eyes that see and understand and know the hope of his calling and the purpose of his grace, that's a ready bride. And we know that she's about ready to be set in plain view. The manifestation of the sons of God is coming forth. All the riches of the fullness of his glory in his inheritance. Praise be to God, he's put it in us. It's where it is. The Shulamite had a little sister, but she wasn't ready for a marriage. She was not the fullness of glory's riches. It was the full-grown Shulamite. That was the one that was going to go. That was the one, hallelujah, that he was leading out. And Christ Jesus is getting ready to receive his glory, brothers and sisters, and we know it because he's building in us. And the fullness of it, and the measure and the stature and the fullness of him, the mother load of all grace is his bride. And I love this as the Lord was encouraging and touching my heart. And in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of his grace, in his kindness to us, I understand that. But you know what the exceeding riches of his grace is? It's us. In the ages to come, the exceeding riches of his grace, praise God, it's us. We're the evidence of it. And the kindness, all of the manifestation of that, with a body like unto his own. I'm thankful to God. The visions are real. The 24 elders say, thou art worthy to receive glory. And boy, that girdly pearl of glory he's waiting for. And all he's saying is, Eliezer, bring her in. Bring her in. And I love how the Father, the Master, he knew all along, oh, she'll be there. She'll be there. Thank him tonight. He brought you there. It's that real. It's that real. Let's stand, be dismissed. Praise God.